Tuesday was the first day of school for students in the 12 schools of the Lake and Peninsula District. It was 13 schools, but Igigik was closed this year after enrollment fell below the 10 students needed for state funding. That closure highlighted the vulnerability of the region's small and remote communities. Some say, as the school goes, so goes the village. But at the far north end of the borough, at the far north end of what the salmon still consider Bristol Bay, one community is not just getting by, it's growing. With roughly 150 residents, Port Allsworth, on the edge of Lake Clark, exudes a comfortable confidence in its future. Hundreds gathered there Tuesday to celebrate the opening of the new Tenalian School, home to 56 students, three preschoolers, and the largest senior class in its history. Selena Allsworth is one of the six seniors. She was pulled out of music class to give a tour of the building Tuesday morning.
So the old school used to end about right here, and the original school ended about the end of this library. So it's pretty awesome.
Awesome is an adequate adjective to describe the new Tenalian School, home of the Lynx, which was completed this summer. It took just 2 years from the time Lake and Penn voters approved a $20 million bond package, 15 of which was directed to this school, to see it completed. As we walk past the library and down the school's main hallway, Allsworth notes the open concept of the school's design, with lots of windows, high ceilings, and unique classroom walls.
It's interesting. There's glass garage doors, so I don't know if they're going to be distracting yet or if they're going to be helpful, but it's cool being able to see what's going on in other classes too.
Each classroom has a breakout room where a student can work quietly with a tutor or do college correspondence classes. Tenalian is a modern schoolhouse top to bottom, with ergonomic chairs, water bottle fillers at the fountains, and smart boards. We pass by a math class and see students drawing on the walls with markers.
And these colored walls are also like a whiteboard wall.
The students at Tenalian have lockers for the first time in their career, have a gym they can serve a volleyball or throw an inbounds pass without stepping over the line or hitting against the wall. They'll be bringing boxes and boxes of books out of storage and putting them in a library that can finally hold them. There's an entryway that can actually house all their winter boots and snowshoes. And there's an obvious enthusiasm in the school about the future.
Oh yeah, I'm super excited. I can't wait for my little sister to grow up in this school and just... She's really lucky, but I definitely will miss the small school aspect.
My name is Sam Blum, and I'm going to be a junior this year.
Blum is also the president of the student council. He tells me how Tenalian students used the community church last year after the old building was knocked down to make room for the new.
We made it work. We didn't know how it'd go at first. It was hard being president when there was no school, but it was good. I think we grew a lot. The whole school grew a lot through it.
If school was tough, sports were tougher. All practice was outside, which got a little dark and chilly come basketball season, and the teams couldn't host any games, so they were always on the road. None did very well last year, but don't bother looking for remorse from the students. They didn't mind their cramped year in the church, and they say the cramped years in the old school actually made them a closer student body in what is already a very tight-knit community. But Principal Nate Davis says the new school was a worthy investment. Tenalian had clearly outgrown itself.
Even though I've only been here 3 years, we've been coming out summer vacationing for 40 years. So we remember when the school was in an old hangar and there's about 10 kids in it. And then in the 80s, they built a school that held about 20 or 30. It had a three-quarter court gym, and it was fun, and it worked for its time and season, and we loved it when it came. And but with 60 kids, it was just... We were already renting other facilities around town, and to see it all come together was just phenomenal.
New schools are not built cheaply. This one cost about $15 million. The borough put a bond measure on the ballot in 2013, asking Lake and Penn voters to approve the total $20 million package to build Tenalian, renovate the New Halen Gym, and make some energy efficiency upgrades elsewhere throughout the district. 318 votes were cast, and 70% of the voters agreed to take on the debt with hopes the state would pay back some percent of it. The borough's first and still mayor, Glenn Allsworth, supported the bond package. The number of voters who did, too, tells him something about how they collectively see what's to come for Lake and Penn, which turned 26 this year.
I think it's the strongest indication if we invest in our young people, that means we have a lot of confidence in our future, and this is just a huge sign of confidence that the voters moved forward with this project, and I think it's going to be a great return.
The Tenalian sports teams may not have had great seasons last year, but their choir never fails to impress. Just before Mayor Allsworth and the state's education commissioner Mike Hanley cut the official ribbon, the choir performed the national anthem. This is KDLG's Bristol Bay and Beyond.